Congressman Tim Walberg back. He was, I think, in an airplane last week, weren't you, Tim?
I have no recollection of exactly, <Yeah. laughs> but I've been in airplanes quite a bit, that's for sure. So, but this week I was at home and in 40 hours of markup on a abusive $3.5 trillion spending bill that the Democrats have been pushing forward. I don't think it has a chance yet to pass the Senate because Joe Manchin, at the very least, is holding out against it, saying he will not support that. But Nancy Pelosi is going to continue to try to push it. The infrastructure bill, as it sits right now, is being held hostage to that $3.5 trillion plan by the progressive wing of the Democrat caucus, which makes up the vast majority of that conference. So it's an uncertain time, but we're going back on Monday, and the speaker's design is that before we leave on the week, for the week, we'll have voted on that bill. I don't see how that happens, but who knows what happens between now and then. But the type of stuff that is in that bill, the expending, we're not talking about things that the American people are generally asking for. And roads, bridges, pipelines, rural broadband all have component parts in the two-piece of legislation, infrastructure bill, and the $3.5 trillion blow-to-bus, but very little. The rest of it is Green New Deal. The amendment I offered, for instance, that would have prohibited us from purchasing anything from countries that produce critical minerals, in this case, with forced labor. Slave labor is what we're talking about. Things mm-hmm. that go on in the Congo with cobalt mining, using little kids doing it with their hands and knees, and in China, forced labor, the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority that's there in China, being forced into concentration camps and producing lithium, et cetera, for our batteries. This is against the law already, but it's not being enforced, and so my amendment would have put that enforcement in. And they rejected it, rejected a call to limit funding for high-tech communications assistance for local schools if they taught CRT. Now, the Democrats said there's no such thing as CRT being taught in our schools. We know that's not true, but they said it wasn't true, but yet wouldn't support an amendment that I co-sponsored that would have prohibited that type of funding being given to the schools that have CRT being taught. If it isn't being taught, then it wouldn't be a problem having that, but the Democrats still wouldn't support those type of things. So it was a challenging process, over 40 hours. I don't know how many amendments that we offered. Every single one of them turned down. Pure political power play. And yet she doesn't have the votes for certain from even her Democrats to pass it through the final conclusion in the House, and certainly not in the Senate yet. With all of that, we have everything melting down around us relative to this president. Nothing is working so far, and our economy is sliding. Inflation is rapidly increasing. The price at the pump, the price at the supermarket, all of that has gone up and continues to climb. Our southern border is overrun. 10,000 illegals underneath the bridge in Laredo right now, waiting to come across. 200 and some thousand Afghans, many of them not vetted yet, who are waiting to come in the United States and placed all across the United States. It is a time of intense frustration. And then we find out there's potentially some undermining of the presidency and violation of military rules as well as law by the top general in the land, General Milley. Questions will remain, and investigations, I hope, will be undertaken to find out the truth. But that's the stuff that's going on, and elections do have consequences.
Yeah, we might as well pack it in.
No. And I'm thankful to know, Greg, that if that was a case, you had packed in what you do for communications in our local community a long time ago. Out of frustration, probably. No, as Americans, we don't pack it in. We fight back, and we return to our roots. And those roots offer freedom and opportunity, offer First Amendment liberties and all the rest. We take back America. We don't give it over to the socialists. And that's the battle that's going on right now. It's never worked any other place in the world. America, with its free enterprise system, capitalism, is the most compassionate country in the world. There's no country that gives out the type of aid that America gives out, both publicly as well as privately. Innovation that goes on, and I think that's the strength of this country. And I think in the end, that silent majority that is often there, you know, will stand up and say enough, and let's return to our roots, our foundations that make things work and work well. This is a blip in time, I hope. I believe that to be the case, and we're going to fight back. I think the next election will change a lot around, and most likely 2024 as well. But it means that all hands need to be on deck, and good-willed Americans of all stripes need to say, America first, its ideals prosper everybody, and protect everybody. And we can't continue down this road of defeat. I mean, just look what's taken place in Afghanistan. And the national media isn't even talking about it now, and that's the frustration. We're not hearing what is actually going on. My office is still working to get people out of Afghanistan who are sitting on planes waiting to take off. And sadly, we found out, and I've had my conversations with the State Department, the frustration continues that in the end, the two forces that are holding back accomplishment of getting people out that should be gotten out, who have SIV visas, those interpreters and their families, for instance, that supported America, fought alongside of America, as well as American citizens who are still over there, far more than what this administration has said, far more than 200 that are still over there waiting to come. We've left them behind, and it's because of our State Department, our own State Department, and the Taliban. Those are the two reasons why these people aren't being gotten out. I've had to work through other countries, Pakistan being one, to try to get negotiations going on for some people. And we did that successfully. But it was our State Department that stood, in the end, in the way of it being accomplished as of yet. We're still working on it. So that's the type of stuff that's going on that this administration has let happen. And the incompetence that's there just is frustrating. But the commitment is still to not leave our American citizens behind, and we're going to keep working on it.
So when you go back Monday, is there actually meetings going on, or are you still electronic?
No, it would be interesting. It's hybrid. Even when we're back, the Democrats have continued the proxy voting. I believe that's unconstitutional, and our minority leader has appealed to the Supreme Court last week on that issue because the Constitution makes it clear that Congress consists of those voting and serving. Serving means that you're there. In order to have a quorum, it has to be those there. So we haven't, in a number of cases over the course of the last 19 months, had a quorum actually in the chambers and on the Hill. And Nancy Pelosi is not going to let the proxy voting end as long as the courts will allow her. So that she can keep control, because right now if she loses three votes, it's a tie. If she loses four, then the Republicans gain the vote. That's how close it is. And she knows that there are Democrats who have said, we're not coming back until COVID is over. Well, you and I both know that COVID will never be over. This is something like the flu and other health concerns that we're going to have to just adapt to and deal with. And thankfully, we had Operation Warp Speed that got vaccines out that can be used. I think people ought to be vaccinated. Unless the doctor says you shouldn't be, they ought to be. But it ought to be their choice. The science ought to be followed, and people's personal choice with the accountability that comes with it ought to be considered. But nonetheless, we ought to be back in session. So we will be back, but there'll still be the allowance for committee hearings for people to be online as opposed to in the committee room. And there will be allowances for proxy voting on the floor of the House so that Democrats don't have to come back and they can still have enough votes to pass things. So that's what we deal with. And next week will be an interesting week if the Speaker finds some way to bring up that $3.5 trillion abuse of taxpayers' lives and resources. We'll see what happens.
You don't expect there will be a vote next week?
Well, she's going to try it. I mean, still her plan is to have it next week. That's why she wanted all of the committees to deal with that bill, including Energy and Commerce, which had the majority of the $3.5 trillion in our bill responsibilities. That's why it took 40 hours to go through it. She wanted it done, wrapped up by the 15th, which was 2 days ago. And so that was to be for the case of then having all of those ready for the Rules Committee and then to be brought to the floor. But she has to be assured she has the votes. And right now, I don't think she has the votes to pass it. So it's highly likely it won't be voted on next week. But that's her intentions. And we'll be back there to stand firmly against it. It's an abuse of power. It's an abuse of our taxpayers. It will bring about further slide in our economy and loss of freedoms and support China far more than it supports us. That's not something that we ought to be doing.
Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim, we'll see you next week.
Look forward to it. And in light of all the other stuff that's bad, enjoy this weekend. And I mean, this is the perfect weather that Michigan has to offer during these weeks and these months. So have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tim.